first of a three-game set between the Nationals and Cards. Bryce Harper is certainly ready for this one. He would have himself a ball game. We pick it up 5-4 St. Louis in the fifth. Brett Cecil already on in relief of Adam Wainwright. Two men on facing Matt Wieters.
Wieters a busted bat and it ties the game. Reading the line drive and then stopping at third is Stephen Drew. And the line is moving for the Nats in the fifth inning.
Now the pitch. Swing and a fly ball deep center field. Fowler going back. Still back. Slowing up. Backpedaling. Makes the catch on the edge of the warning track. Tagging from third is Drew. He'll come in to score. Wieters holding it first. Spanky does it again. Adam Eaton, who had been 3-for-3 with a double, a run scored, and two RBI singles, drives in his third run of the game with a sac fly to deep center field. And the Nationals have the lead for the first time since leading 1-0 in the first inning. It's Washington 6 and St. Louis 5.
Well, all the momentum with the Stephen Drew double play, and they carry it over. And now everyone's going to be Eaton, courtesy of Adam Eaton.
That ball hit hard, but it's going to carry to Harper. He's going to throw to first, and double play. Bryce Harper with a bullet. And that's it for the top of the seventh.
I'll tell you what, in a game with five errors, we've seen some fantastic defense, if that makes any sense at all. When you talk about Stephen Drew's double play, and now Bryce Harper charging hard, and was he out at first? Look at the cannon by Bryce Harper, and he's definitely out. What a play by Bryce.
There's a base hit. Harper scores. Zimmerman coming around. Piscotty's throw is late and offline. Worth to third, and Stephen Drew is the man of the night in this 9-5 game.
18 hits for the Nationals, a season high. Here's the pitch. Swing and a ground ball hit really hard. Eats up Colton Wong. Off his glove, over his head, into the outfield. Lynn scores. Here comes Eaton. He scores. Two more runs home in the inning. Seven runs across the plate. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And the Nationals now lead it by the score of 14-5. Harper hit it so hard, the normally sure-handed Wong got eaten up by that ground ball. Might have come up on him just a bit. He was down to a knee to try and get in front of it. It came up, hit off his glove, went over him into the outfield for the hit. Or we'll see how they score it.
That's a tough one. I mean, that ball was absolutely scorched. They may give him an error, but we'll see.
Nationals pound out 19 hits, none of them homers, as they go on to win at 14-6. Bryce Harper reaches base in all six plate appearances, finishing with four hits and two walks. He also drove in three and scored two runs. The Nats win despite committing four errors. Nationals manager Dusty Baker was pleased with his team's decisive win over the Cardinals.
We had a great offensive night. Murph hit three balls on the nose, four of them, and then three were caught. And, you know, we just kept scoring, and, you know, it was kind of an ugly game. But when you score, it'll cure most of the ills, and this is what I had asked for in Philadelphia. And we got some two-out hits. Adam Eaton had a great night tonight, and, you know, it was all the way around. Tanner battled, and he threw a lot of pitches. But he didn't seem to let the miscues bother him. And I'm just glad he got the win to be rewarded for his efforts tonight. It felt good to beat the Cardinals. First time we beat them in about seven tries, including spring training. I don't think we beat them at all in spring training. So,
what does it say that in a game like this where Bryce goes 4-for-4 and has two walks, we're not even talking about him? What does it say about the expectations for him?
Well, no. I mean, I'm glad that the scorekeeper, gave him that last hit because he deserved it. And I remember when I was a kid, there was a so-called too hot to handle, and that ball was too hot to handle. That ball ate him up, and so Bryce is hitting the ball hard. He's using the whole field, and he's patient, and I'll tell you, again, I didn't know he went 4-for-4. I know he got a lot of hits. So I just hope that he stays hot.
Bryce Harper reached base in all 6 plate appearances. He spoke after the game.
Great team over there in that dugout. So always know you're going to have to grind it out every single day against them. And I thought 1-9, I thought we looked great tonight. And, everybody pitched in and, won a couple innings there. Nothing against anybody, but, I don't get that opportunity much. So when I do, I get pretty excited. It reminds me of when I caught and got an opportunity tonight to turn that double play for, Albie and, got it done. And, I was pretty fired up after it.
Steven Drew with 3 hits and 4 RBIs in the Nats 14-6 victory.
Steven, things turned after that diving double play that you started in the 5th inning. You laid out for that ball. What's the most challenging aspect of that play for you?
Getting a read on it, getting a good first step, line drive right there and a one hop, and the ball's already past me. So, the key right there is to see the ball, read it, and I got a good first step jump to make the play.
This is kind of a little bit of a new look Wolfpack. What do you like about the bench that you guys have in D.C. yet again?
It's huge. I mean, Adams over there is just even kill guy, and then you got Heisey and myself and Defoe. So it's a good mix of guys. We got a good group of guys, and it's a most of all a big win right here for us tonight.
What's the biggest positive you've seen out of this ball club so far?
I think just the aspect of grinding it out, because the way the night started was like, it was kind of dead, and then we picked it up, and that's what it takes throughout the year.
Up next, the National Series continues Tuesday with the Cards' Gio Gonzalez up against Lance Lynn.